Good morning, Perry. It's another great day to talk about residential real estate.
Residential real estate, that's our overall topic every week. And for whom do we speak, Larry?
We speak for home buyers and home sellers.
And who are we wanting to help and who do we help every week from and on this show?
We help people who are thinking about being home buyers and home sellers, as well as people who are home buyers and home sellers.
Sherry?
And we are all about the consumer.
That's what it is. It's for you, the consumers, that we are here. As you know, we have three top focus is each and every hour of our working day. And that's 7 days a week. One of those commitments, which sometimes we call a focus, sometimes we refer to it as our commitment. Number one, fair and flexible commissions. We've been talking about that in the last couple of weeks for you, the home seller. Today, we're focused on you, the home seller, also. But today, our theme is maximum 90-day property listing contracts. Shorter length contracts is our second commitment. And our third commitment, day in and day out, is higher or fiduciary level services for our sellers and our buyers. We're focused on a 4-week theme here pertaining to the home seller. Today is week number 3 of those 4 weeks. If you want the other weeks, don't hesitate to call or text us. And you could email us and request that, and we will get those for you. Our email, Larry, is?
Barry. It's truth@barryandlarry.com.
truth@barryandlarry.com, and write in that email and ask for such shows, and we will have them for you. And also, let's get into it. Do we have Kathleen yet on the line, Jesse? Is Kathleen at the studio line? Good. Well, let's speak with Kathleen, because part of shorter length contracts, part of fair and flexible commissions, and also a key part of highest level, fiduciary level services is a good seller agent. Good morning, Kathleen. It's the right time to speak with you about top seller agents. Good morning. That's right. Feel free to give Kathleen a call and her team a call anytime, 7 days a week, 303-758-4040. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Have a great weekend. All right. Bye-bye. Again, our theme today, and you just heard Kathleen, the expert in finding agents all over the country for you at no cost to you. She said also, yes, and you know, and she made reference to 45 days, 90 day. We're going to see what three people on your team have to say about that. Right when we come back from break, I'm going to have Barry's World, and my topic, the way I put it together today, is enough is enough already. Enough is enough already. You're going to hear me talk about that. Larry's view later on in the show, a little bit, is why are most real estate agents reluctant to set their contract lengths below 180 days. He's going to give his longtime consumer view. And remember, he has purchased 11 homes, sold 10 through his corporate family, really career, because every one of those homes was one at a time the primary family residence. And then Sherry is going to give us her eye opener at the end of the show, and we're not sure what that'll be, but she will have some summary thoughts for us on the theme, maximum 90-day property listing contracts. Barry Miller here, along with Sherry and Larry on the Barry and Larry Show. We'll be right back. Every Saturday, we could go on for a few more seconds, another minute, another three with Louis the Armstrong. Okay, beautiful, beautiful song. How do I stay calm as Barry Miller, the consumer advocate, when my topic today is enough already? I think I can stay calm, Larry, and say enough is enough already. Consumers, when you are listing your property for sale, 45 days is enough already. Now, we're talking about 45 days for the active marketing of your home. There's a difference between marketing your home and preparing your home. So I'm focused on the marketing time. Enough is enough. Let's look at some numbers. In the Denver market, the Colorado Springs market also, and frankly, up and down the Front Range, how many days of inventory do we have? At most, in the Front Range, we have 15 days of inventory. That means every 15 days, statistically speaking, all the homes for sale sell. Enough is enough already. If you have a 30-day active marketing listing contract, you have twice the amount of time as all homes are taking to sell. So, what is wrong with your agent? Aha! You thought I was going to say, what's wrong with your agent? I'm bold enough and realistic and honest and caring about you, the consumer, enough to say, what's wrong with you, the consumer? Know when enough is enough. The Barry and Larry Show and 40 years of experience says, in the current marketplace we are in and will be in for the foreseeable future beyond this year of 2020, 30 to 45 days for actively marketing your home is enough already. And yes, my one caveat, which seldom I have, but my one caveat is most all of the time. There can be an exception or two, and don't think that your house is so special because an agent says, oh, you're one of those Barry Miller exceptions. That'll play into your ego and cost you money. So time it right, do it well, prepare your home for sale, have a fair and flexible commission structure with your agent, but enough is enough already. You, most of the time, 99% of the time, you only need 30 to 45 days of active marketing time. That's my world, Larry. Comments as the consumer guy?
Well, I have questions.
Yes.
The question I really have for you, Barry, is we used to say that if the house was priced below the median price in the area, it would sell in a matter of days. Is that true for houses priced above the median price in today's crazy market?
The answer, simply and fairly completely, is a one-word answer, three letters, yes. Let's break it down a little bit. Homes at the median price. What is the median price? In Denver, the median price is going up. It's at about $510,000. In Colorado Springs, it's going up. It's almost exactly $400,000. It's been hovering around $385,000, $390,000, $395,000. Now it's hovering at high $300,000s, almost $400,000. They're the median prices of the two largest markets in the Front Range. And, yes, at those prices and below, Larry, there's only 3, 4, or 5 days of inventory. When we say 15 days of inventory, we have to go to some places in Loveland and Greeley and Fort Collins because Colorado Springs across the board is only 9 days of inventory. So the homes above average may take 15 to 18 days. And oh, sure, there's a $1 million property in the Springs that's going to take a couple of months because the agent didn't know how to market.
Ah, there's
if your home is $10 million and it's worth it and you want to sell it and you have 45 to 46 days, give that much time to your agent. Price it right. It can be done. It can be done at multi-million dollar prices and prices above the median price. We're talking about 10, 11 days normally in Denver and Colorado Springs and saying it's okay to list your home for 30 to 45 days. That's four times as much as you need. Well, we're in the Springs. Five times as much as what you need. So sure, the higher prices may take a little more time, and maybe not. It depends on how good your agent is. So remember the world for today. Enough is enough. Did I stay calm, by the way?
You're doing very well for you,
you did
Barry.
Well this week. Right. Yeah, he's I'm nice and calm this week.
But
last week he was
hey, this show's not
passionate.
Over yet.
I think I called it passionate.
This show's not over
yeah.
yet.
What about okay. fixer-uppers? If you have a house that's priced below the median price, but it really needs some work on it, will that slow down the process of selling it?
Larry, the short, complete answer is a two-letter word. No.
Okay.
Fixer-upper homes are in demand when priced right because they're going... What does price right mean? For a fixer-upper in any price range, more or less than the really nice house in that price range.
Less. Yeah.
If the demand is there for the highest priced home, there's more demand for the lower priced home, okay? So, yeah, but Larry, I don't want to make light of that. I want to make light of that. It's a big question. So many sellers say, well, but I've heard it this week from some great listeners of ours. But Barry, my homes need work. The kitchen isn't updated. And my comment, so what? It's not going to affect anything. And then others, you know a little bit more about the market and are involved in real estate in one manner, shape, or form in the work that they do, not direct sales, but they're involved in homes, okay, with their home services, et cetera. And they say, do I have to fix this? Do I have to fix that? And I'll say, likely not, but the most effective way to find out what you should do is have experts like Sherry and Barry. This is an invitation, ladies and gentlemen. We are available free of charge. We are experts. We're as good as it gets. By the way, we're sitting in Mount Elbert's studio, which is a part of RE/MAX Masters Millennium. There's 110 agents here who are as good as it gets. Call anyone at RE/MAX Masters Millennium. And you will have top service. In this area, ask them. Ask Sherry and Barry, because our answer is yes. We'll come and walk through your home and say, here's some things you should do. Here's a list of things that you might think you should do. Don't waste your time or money. It won't matter. So, Larry, it's not just about supply and demand, but it's reality. A nice home with good bones, as we say, and a good location, and it needs some fix-up, sell it as is. You'll get top dollar if you have a top agent.
And I assume, Barry, that even though it needs some work, you can still start a bidding war on a house that needs some fixing up.
You better pick a top agent. Only top agents will do the bidding war. Bidding wars, Larry. Let's do the math again. This home is going to be priced less than most homes in the neighborhood. Will more buyers want that house or fewer buyers than the house that's the highest priced home in that neighborhood? More or fewer buyers, Larry?
More.
More. So, of course, you should only list your home in an auction bidding war type situation if you want top dollar. Maybe you want to give that $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 away. It's your prerogative. This is Barry Miller saying enough is enough. except in one category, information. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have enough information to be a top seller or a top buyer until you've attended the Barry and Larry Boot Camp. The boot camp is coming up March 6th. That is a Saturday morning. Saturday, March 6th. From 10:30 until 12:30. Now I'm going to get excited. And I'm excited about everything because, yes, 30 to 45 days is enough. But you need more information. This two-hour boot camp is all about home selling and home buyers. We're going to talk more about it throughout the show. Now, we only have 23 people who can attend. That's the COVID protocol, and we honor that to a person. We cannot have 24 people there. 23 means attendees, registrants, in a sizable room, and masks must be worn. So get your reservation in now. That's only a month away. Next month, March 6th, 4 weeks from now, Saturday morning, 10:30 to 12:30, it's free. How do you get your reservation in? Simply call your name and email to 303-888-3788. Oh, wow, you're a big texter? So are we. Text us at 303-888-3788. You don't like texting? That's A-OK. Send us an email with your name and, of course, the email you want us to use and your phone number, and we'll call you. No names, no numbers, no emails are sold to anybody. We keep them in-house. Email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. So enough is enough already when it comes to short-term contracts, but when it comes to information, get more, get more.
And one last thing, Barry, this boot camp is absolutely free for consumers. Just feel free to give us a call or text or email and reserve a spot free of charge.
And Larry, you said it's free for consumers. Thank you. I also didn't emphasize it's only consumer non-licensed, non-real estate licensed consumers are the only guests, attendees that we have at this seminar. It's all information, no upsales, no future seminars where you could pay thousands of dollars for nothing. No, there are no future seminars. It's all covered here. Future advice, future one-on-one, future calls when you have questions. But feel free to attend the boot camp. Bring your children. Teach them about the smartest home buying techniques, the smartest home selling techniques. Get fantastic handouts. It's Saturday, March 6th, 10:30 to 12:30, a little bit after noon. Get your reservation in now. Do it. Do it. There is room and waiting for you. Barry Miller here along with Sherry and Larry. It's time for our break. When we come back, though, we're going to hear Larry's view. His view today? Why are so many real estate agents reluctant to set their listing contracts at over 180 days? Why are they reluctant to set them under 180 days? We'll find out from Larry Stanley, your consumer guy, when we come back. Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller, your consumer guy, your consumer advocate, along with Sherry Cinnamon, 23-year experienced agent in the metro area, and Larry Stanley, an 800-year experienced consumer, your consumer guy. Larry, share your view with our listeners today, please.
Well, I will, Barry, but I have to comment on my 800 years of experience.
I know, right?
Might be a minor exaggeration.
Minor.
Okay, my tip for today is all contract lengths are negotiable, so negotiate. Why are most seller agents afraid of short-term listing contracts? Shorter contract lengths have distinct advantages for you, the home seller. The contractual number of days for activity marketing your house tells you whether your agent is confident in selling your property or not. remember that in most circumstances, you still have your seller agent working for you as sellers once your property goes under contract during the listing time period.
That's an important little fact you shared there, Larry. The state contract is worded in a screwed up manner. Holy criminy. It's offensive when you read how the state forms committee. Holy criminy. I hope some of them are listening. Please call me on Monday and let's get together because we don't have time yet to get to the commission. But it's so offensive the way it's written. And it makes it sound that the shorter length of the contract is when you start it fine, but it ends when your home goes under contract or a specific date, whichever is shorter. But it refers to paragraph 7 of the state contract, which says, if you're still paying your agent, then your agent is still your agent for as long as it takes to close the property. Now, that's how it was. I'm sorry that form is complicated, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about it. Agents are superior to how that form gets messed up by the forms committee. And it's messed up when it comes to timing and simplicity, for sure, because I think they want more legal entanglements, and then there might be more lawsuits so lawyers could make more money. Sorry, that's my opinion. But in any case, it is very good what you said, Larry, that yes, you could have a short-term contract. It's negotiable. And the state contract, which is a little confusing, as I said, but clear as day when you tie the confusion pieces together, your agent is still yours. If your house goes under contract in 4 days, that agent contract is not over. They're still your agent to help you with all the pieces until you close. So sure, you could still have a short-term contract.
And in fact, if your house goes under contract on the 89th day of a 90-day contract, your agent still is protected
until it closes.
That's right. And that's only fair to the real estate agent.
Oh, golly, yes. Yeah, the screwed-upness that it's worded is not helping the agent either. It's only helping lawyers who might want lawsuits, and I guess they get paid if there's a lawsuit. Anyway, good point there, Larry. Good view.
Thank you. And I've got a few questions, if I may, Barry.
Go ahead.
Well, the first one is, why is it that the Colorado listing contract is not clearer about the length of contracts being negotiable? Why? What's the mystery that they try to push on us?
I don't know. Is there a keep the blood pressure low today pill? I don't know. I should be so up at the ceiling by now, Larry. It is obnoxious. It is despicable. It is offensive to anybody who is 18 years or older. No, I'll take that back. Anybody of any age in our state who knows how to say their name, it's offensive that these contracts don't say commissions and length of contract are negotiable. Negotiable all the time. And it should be in big, bold letters. The amount of the commission and the length of the contract is negotiable. Larry, it's not this year that we're going to the legislature for it, but we're beginning to make the contacts with legislators. I think this year isn't the year because of the COVID, and it's just an odd year for the legislators. But we have two senators and 3 House of Representative people already interested in these kinds of things. So we are putting together a white paper, and it is going to those legislators first and the real estate commission second, because these things are not how it's supposed to be. So thanks for bringing up a glaring, glaring error that hurts consumers when, in fact, the Real Estate Commission is there to help consumers. Yes, it should be big, bold, black letters. The amount of commission is negotiable. The length of contracts is negotiable. But, Larry, it's protecting the industry. That's why it's there. Oh, by the way, Colorado Association of Realtors, you too will be requested to join us in improving the contracts. And this is improvement number one, a length of contract and dollar amounts of commission. Those two we call as one. The real estate organization known as the Colorado Association of Realtors is going to be asked to support us in this legislative effort. And I feel certain they will, because by gosh, they want consumers to be happy.
And I want to point out also that the contract that you signed with your listing agent, all the terms are negotiable. Now, rarely do you want to make changes in most of those terms.
Right, right.
But if something sticks out and gets under your craw, don't be afraid to ask to change it so that it meets your wants and needs.
Yes. The form is too long. It has a bunch of fluey stuff that doesn't mean a whole lot. Fluff, we call it. Okay. But the core elements, okay, really about two pages of it, deal with dollar amounts and length of contracts, and they are negotiable. But, Larry, I like your final comment there, the overview comment. All of it is negotiable. You could cross out any paragraphs you want and change them with anything that's legal, okay? So typically you don't have to. The contract overall is, when you get rid of the 4 or 5 pages of fluff, you know, it's not a bad contract when you get rid of it. Now, get this, 4 or 5 pages of fluff, it's only about 8 pages.
Well, keep in mind, lawyers wrote it, so they wrote it to protect everybody under any situation that can be imagined, and sometimes they get a little
including
carried away.
Including enhancing themselves.
That's right.
Do you have a comment?
Yeah, they get a little carried away, but it's not just fluff. What it is it's all Greek to me, is what the consumer will say. So I think it's our responsibility agents to walk through that and so that they clearly understand what it is they're signing off on.
Well said, is right.
Because that's what top agents do. They break down whether we call it fluff or worse, okay, which it is. Why, sure, it's our job to do it. It's our job to say the length of the contract is negotiable. But, Larry, you said why agents don't do it. It doesn't help them enough. They don't have enough confidence in themselves. So the length of contract is not going to become shorter because of good agents, okay? Good agents have short-term contracts. Let's say it the way it is. Thank you very much, Larry, for that view and for a nice discussion there. Don't forget to learn a heck of a lot more than this sort of thing. Come to the boot camp on Saturday, March 6th. Make your reservation now at 303-888-3788. Text us. Call us, same number, 303-888-3788. By the way, many of you are. We're not at full capacity yet. There's still seats. I think the numbers, I'm going to have to check and read my text from just the last 10 minutes or so, but I think we have 9 more spots. It might be 12. 9 to 12 more spots left, but please understand, they're going fast, and when we're at 23, we will have a very short waiting list in case one or two people cancel. We cannot go over 23 people for a beautiful, beautiful venue facility for the boot camp free of charge Saturday morning, March 6th. Again, email us at truth@barryandlarry.com or text or call us. We'll get back to you, and your reservation is solid as soon as you call us. So do it, 303-888-3788. Now, we're going to take a short break, but before we do, Sherry, be prepared. We want to hear what you have for our listeners today based on our theme, Maximum 90-Day Property Listing Contracts. Barry Miller saying, we'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit update on the marketplace. We have a beautiful listing in Monument, Colorado. Absolutely beautiful. It's priced at $650,000. It just in the last minute had its 65th showing since Thursday. That's why you don't do anything but an auction bidding war approach to listing. We're taking offers until Monday at 5 o'clock. Okay, I'm not going to give all our trade secrets away, but we already have 10 contracts on the property. And Monday is the cutoff. Everybody, not everybody, so many people ask, are you going to, like, will you take it off the market if you get more than full price? Our answer is that simple. Two-word answer, no. It says Monday at 5 o'clock, and so many agents say, oh, how refreshing to work with a professional who's honest. I said, I won't work with a dishonest seller. If a seller wants me to lie in the MLS and say, oh, you can make offers for 5 days, and then the second day we take it off because we get an offer $10,000 higher than asking price, right. I'm a liar, and so is the seller, and we don't like liars around here in the business. So, but get this. A $650,000 asking price property. By the way, it's worth $700,000. Just in case you're interested, it's worth in the low 700s. And do the right negotiating, and you'll have to pay over $700,000. Yes, we already know that. But it's 65 different showings have already occurred, and we still have two more days to go. So that is what the market is. So Sherry, you've heard the show today. What are your thoughts on this theme, maximum 90-day listing?
Well, Barry, my eye-opener for the day is more like a review, I think, covered a lot of stuff.
Good,
it's awesome. Does your top agent adhere to these beliefs regarding agency contracts?
Ah, so you put it into the beliefs of the agent. Got it. Tell us.
Right.
Give us your thoughts.
Listing contracts should be short and always timed to market conditioned and your seller's needs.
Mm-hmm. Good list.
In our current market conditions, Denver and Colorado Springs, if your house is at or under median price range and still on the market after 30 days, you should reevaluate.
Now, what are you going to reevaluate?
I'm going to reevaluate and assess what's going on in terms of the marketing, and is your agent fulfilling what it is they said that they were going to do? Is the marketing plan working?
Good for you.
Reevaluate and discuss it. Mm-hmm. You may or may not want to find another agent. You may want a price adjustment, but probably not in this market. You need to hold your agent accountable, however.
That's a big one.
And you have to take into consideration that shorter contracts, 30 to 45 days, that's crazy, Barry. But okay. So I was thinking, I'm just thinking that this market, if you're thinking that 30, 45 days does it, because 90 days is something I always thought was short, but 30, 45 days,
What I'm saying is, is too long?
No,
I'm not saying it's too long.
I am saying I am stunned that you are adhering to that, and you have taught me something here.
Oh, I
see. Agree
gotcha.
With you.
Yeah.
I agree with you because I keep thinking 90 days is enough at this price point.
You.
But you Good also time. Have to take into consideration when people walk in the door and they're saying, Barry, I would like to list my home. You have to take into consideration it's going to take some time to prep that home, possibly 2 months or so, and then decide the marketing period of time. Absolutely. Yes, I agree.
Let's talk about that. We have not emphasized it. I know we talked about it earlier in the show, but that's a great point. That's a great eye-opener, the preparation time. That's not these 30 to 45 days for active marketing time.
No.
So we say there are two primary elements of time that should be in the listing contract. You should have that agent helping you with preparation. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. You have to hire your agent and work with your agent for a couple of months to get this done.
Yeah.
And done it properly.
When you have that time. Sometimes sellers don't have the time. They have a week, and it can be done.
And
it can be done very effectively, very nicely.
And when you choose a top agent.
But when you have 6 to 8 weeks, what are some of the things you do in those 6 to 8 weeks? Sherry, Larry?
Well, I would go through the house and look for things that just need a little touch-up paint here or a window washing here. Just think and declutter your house.
Agreed.
All tend to clutter the house. I'm looking at my house and I say, I got to get rid of some stuff to make it look roomier.
You do. And Larry, what I would say to you is start putting things in boxes. Put them out in the garage. Label them. People know you're moving. When they come to look at your house and they see boxes in your garage, so declutter. Hire the inspector to look at your house.
Who do you have come and walk through the house and make determinations, even on some decluttering and setup of the home?
Well, I would think you have your real estate agent do it.
Absolutely.
Right. Barry and Sherry.
Absolutely. Yeah. But preparation is really, really important. So, Sherry, good. Good. You captured it. Nice list you made. Thanks for sharing. Or any other? I don't see all your writing. I just see a lot of words. Anything else?
You know, I think that you should have the option of inserting some verbiage with regard to whether or not you could cancel this contract with your agent. Can you unilaterally just cancel the contract? Or
it's not
in
the standard
contract. It's not.
But yes, it should be.
And the consumer should be aware of that.
Yeah, the consumer should be aware that there's no automatic termination of the contract. We are advocates that you should put that in, even in this circumstance. Now, you have 2 months of preparation. You worked your agent hard. You cannot terminate it until you give them 30 days for marketing.
Fairly.
So if you have a 45 or a 60-day active marketing listing timeline, mm-hmm. we recommend that you can, if you want to, have a unilateral termination that you, the seller, can unilaterally terminate it after 30 days of marketing. If you talked about reevaluating. You didn't mm-hmm. know this. But after 30 days, sure, it's okay. You can automatically terminate it if you think the agent isn't doing a good job. But you know why we're okay with that? 98 to 99 to 100% of the consumers are fair and honest. They're the ones who are being shafted and messed over with these 180-day contracts, et cetera. Most of them are very, very honest and are going to extend it if needed. But reevaluate it at 30 days. So, good show. Sherry, some comments about the show you want to share with our listeners?
You know, I'm just very excited about our boot camp coming up on March the 6th between 10:30 in the morning and noon. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be informative. You're going to get a lot of useful information, and you're going to move on, and you're going to hire a good real estate agent. And if you are thinking about selling your home coming up here in March, come on in. Jump in. It's absolutely free. Call or text us at 303-888-3788. Look forward to seeing you then.
See you then. The other comment is if you're looking, you just want to know a little more about selling, a little more about buying. You might be wanting to sell 3 years from now. You're more than welcome to attend the boot camp. Larry?
Well, I just want to urge people to attend the boot camp and I guess the next thing to say is bye-bye for now.
Well, thanks, Larry. This is Barry Miller saying, I don't say this nearly enough on the show, but you owe it to yourselves to call Sherry and myself at 303-888-3788. We'll give a free consultation over the phone. We'll do a market analysis. We don't have to see your property to do a detailed market analysis. We do not have to walk through your home or even see it. We'll have you show it to us in words. Barry, Sherry, and Larry saying bye-bye for now.